Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If the car is rocking, don't come a knocking, because it could be banging a stuffed animal.
Whoa.
Not me. That was the quote from that guy who got caught.
Not according to your bumper sticker.
Is it a Ted thing? Is he banging a teddy bear? See the guy's picture? It looks like a guy banging a stuffed animal in his 55-year-old car.
55-year-old Arkansas man discovered 55. In a compromising position in a quote-unquote rocking car. Allegedly having sex with a stuffed animal.
Okay, now I want to know what's illegal about that part.
You
can't be naked in your car, because otherwise, what he's doing is weird as hell.
I think you can't have sex in a car in public.
Yeah, but it's not sex; it's a stuffed animal. You're humping something. That means you can't. It's basically the same thing as masturbating in a car.
If you ask him, he's having sex. I don't think you can masturbate in a car either.
Well, you can.
Well, this next part is
you just don't get caught. You know?
I don't think it's legal.
So it's probably not.
The Baxter County Sheriff's Office arrived at the Midway Lock Store and Lock, a commercial storage facility. So he was parked there at 12:45 a.m.
Well, that's private property then.
Deputy stated he observed the vehicle was rocking.
Don't come a knocking.
When the deputy peered inside, he observed Theodore T. Morgavan having sex with a stuffed animal.
So his name is Teddy, you know.
Yeah. And it does state the sheriff's office did not give any detail about what kind of stuffed animal.
You got to let us know the animal.
No, you got to protect the victim in this case.
And this next part might be what got him in trouble.
Was a teddy bear of age? I want to know that. You know.
The deputy
What did it look like?
Yeah.
The deputy then found a purse containing, quote, 2 marijuana pipes and 1 syringe during a search of the car.
Will make you bang a teddy bear. The weed won't.
Who needs a syringe for weed?
Later found 3 grams of methamphetamine.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Meth will make you do that.
Hit with numerous charges, including possession of controlled substance and public sexual indecency.
Now, they have a picture of a stuffed rabbit here, and I don't know if that's the actual victim.
I don't think it is, and this makes me so mad, because remember that time a guy got caught banging a dog, and they used a stock photo of a dog?
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, that dog didn't do dick.
Nope.
They're sitting there going, what's my picture in this, man?
This is just
all
a
his
stock.
Friends were giving him a hard time.
It's the same with the stuffed animal. It's
stock,
not that
stuffed
animal.
Bunny.
Yeah, you can't use that guy. That stuffed bunny's thinking, what the hell, man?
Mm-hmm.
That stuffed bunny should sue.
Well, at least blur the bunny's face or something, you know, if you're going to do that.
Did he cut a hole in it?
Well, the bunny doesn't really have eyes, so.
Yeah, but still, like, I think it would be funny if one of these news outlets, when they use these stock photos of an animal or a stuffed animal.
You should say, not the,
Oh, no, I think they just blur, if they just take the.
Blur his eyes.
Blur his face like it was the victim. And just make that policy for that news outlet. I think that would be funny as hell.
Right, because nobody reads the fine print.
No.
Where it says it's a stock photo.
No.
Would you rather get caught banging a stuffed animal on meth or get caught trying to break back into a guy's apartment to grab the rubber doll to bang?
Ooh, the stuff.
I'm going to go meth because you could blame it on the meth.
Yeah. I'm going the meth thing.
And in the end, the charges are probably less. There's no breaking and entering.
Meth is a weird drug, man. If you just dabbled in it, you're just messed up.
Don't do drugs, kids.
You're just messed up. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, and this guy.
And this guy was obviously addicted to it, right?
Yeah, he didn't violate anybody else's space. He was just in the storage facility.
It's still a fine line, though, because you're going to get a lot of crap for banging a stuffed animal in a car. You might not get that much crap for wanting to bang a real live loved dog.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? He and the meth heads will have a good laugh the next time they get together and shoot up.
Yeah. Well, the other meth heads are probably thinking, I can see it. Right. I can see it.
Like, where's the teddy bear?
Right. Yeah. They understand.
Did he go buy a new one? He pick one out, you know?
Yeah, he probably
did did he go to Build-A-Bear and put a hole in it to begin with?
That's a good question. Yeah. Right. Did they take away the victim? Just like they probably took away his weed, did they take away his stuffed bunny?
And you're right, that bunny, it had to have been altered in some way.
Well, the bunny had to go talk to somebody, too. You know?
Yeah, they could have interviewed it.
I wonder if the
bunny, we don't know if it was consensual either, you know?
Probably not.
Well, you could probably just look at it and figure out.
Well, actually, if you're on meth, that bunny might have said yes.
Where he touched it.
Might have initiated the whole thing.
I wonder if this guy's...
good point.
Is this guy's photo at the front entrance of Build-A-Bear now? Banned and barred for life.
When Build-A-Bear, you can record a message and have it put inside the bear. So you can just have moans inside the bear.
Oh, dear.
Does it talk?
Moans inside this bear.
The bear then talk?
It can. I think so. If you press a certain part of it or whatever, you could be like, happy birthday.
Okay, I got out of that.
Love grandma or whatever.
That's an experience I never ever had.
My wife took my daughter there.
Crawls to a slow inside that, time stops inside that store.
I'm sure.
Is the one in the mall still exists? The one in the mall I'm thinking of right now?
Maybe. I doubt it.
It might be the only store left there.
Yeah, my wife took my daughter there with a friend years ago and their daughter, so I didn't have to go. But you're right. Every time I walk past that for years, I go, man. And you said the time stops in that place?
It does.
It just stops? Okay, yeah.
Apparently there is one still in this town, yes.
Okay, yeah.
In a mall.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are you too old for the Teddy Ruxpin? Did you guys have the Teddy
Ruxpin? I did Teddy Ruxpin.
Just a little too old.
Yeah. Did you bang it?
No.
Okay. Well, you're a teenager.
I was three.
I was wrong on me. I'm sorry. Okay.
So it's probably just some unintentional humping.
Do you mean a daycare or the teddy bear?
This is pre-daycare, yeah.
2 days in a row.
I can't say.
2 days in a row.
Sorry,
if that
man.
Teddy bear could have babysat, I think my life would be a little different.
Oh, my life. Wow. Now you're making me feel worse, Val.
keep at it.
My life. Man. Now I do feel bad.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
We got a new study out here, and some people are going to have to admit that they're wrong.
Oh, the snooze butt thing.
New report published.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not worried about this because I never make it to the alarm, ever. Once a month, I sleep till the alarm.
You're weird.
They found no evidence that using the snooze feature on your alarm negatively impacts sleep and cognitive processes.
I didn't like it used it, but I don't use it.
Morning.
I get my ass out of bed.
No, I hit it a couple of times.
I know you do.
Even a brief snooze period can alleviate sleep inertia. That's that groggy feeling like when you haven't completed a sleep cycle.
Yeah.
Where you walk around in a fog for
still
a minute
to
or
shake
so.
It off.
This eliminates the sleep inertia. Yeah, sometimes I'll hit the snooze bar and I won't even go back to sleep. I'll just do a little supine position meditation for a few minutes.
That's
What's
called sleeping.
Mean? Yeah. What's supine mean?
That means
laying down.
You're on your back.
I'm laying flat on my back.
Okay, that's called sleeping.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm not. But I'm not asleep. I don't.
Does anybody actually sleep like that, flat on their back?
To sleep. Apparently, when I do, I snore.
Yeah.
Most people do when they sleep flat in their back. They snore.
Because I will wake up and the mattress will be way positioned like a chair. So sometime in the middle of the night.
Oh, she pushed it up. Yeah, okay.
And hit the remote control and popped
me
up.
Does she have control of that on her side, too, or does she have to get up, walk around, and hit the remote?
There's two controls.
Two remote controls to it. Yeah. One for each side.
Nice.
Me and Todd are the same bed.
So she's got to crawl over me and grab my remote control and then prop my head up.
You and Todd have the same bed, or you and Todd are in the same bed?
My wife will snore when she's on her back, and I'll just reach over and just shove her, you know.
Real.
I pushed her in the face one time. Remember, I told you I didn't push her in the face because it's dark and I don't got to shove.
Gold star husband.
Just shoved her in the face. She said, "What are you doing?" I snore.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, and
I used to get the shove, but now apparently that's not good enough.
Well, and unfortunately for those of us who don't use the sleep bar, the snooze bar, this study actually says that those who do are more cognitively alert upon waking.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it.
No.
So the study was done at Stockholm University. Research surveyed 1,700 people and about their morning habits, specifically inquiring about the pesky snooze button and how often they use it. Almost 1,200 admit they hit the snooze or set multiple alarms at least sometimes, and a quarter of people blamed feeling too tired to wake up for pressing the snooze
button. This one looks a little excessive. Snoozing range from 1 to 180 minutes. That's not a snooze.
180 minute snooze is great.
Yeah, that's 3 hours.
Every 9 minutes it's going off?
That's a long time.
Isn't it 9 minutes?
I have 7 alarms set, and they each go off every 9 minutes.
Oh, mine are 5 minutes.
7 apart. Alarms?
How does your wife not murder you?
Why does she just wake you up at that point? One of those has to wake her up, right?
Yeah. No, kind of. I sleep on the couch a lot.
Okay.
Because I think I snore.
That's where the teddy bear's at?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's under the couch, but I guess that's known now.
That says
yeah, but I'm not a morning dude. I have to, like, it takes everything
to most
get me up at that time.
Are younger and not morning people. I probably picked up that habit when I was a young guy. I would snooze all the time.
But it says, even though
sometimes after the first one goes off, that I'll turn like 4 or 5 of them off and just keep like the last two on.
Are they all on one clock?
Phone.
They're on the phone.
Oh, you got 9 different things in your phone.
Yeah, and if I'm upstairs, there's another bathroom one that'll be like, if that one goes off, there'll be like the radio will start playing in there. And then 2 minutes after that, it starts going, bam, bam, bam.
Oh, so you don't need a snooze bar because the next alarm is going to fire off. That's your snooze bar.
Yeah, well, I'll still snooze. And there's sometimes between the increments of how the alarms are set and the alarms, there's sometimes, if you're sleeping too late, it's going off every minute.
Yeah, because you're in mid-snooze and then it hits an alarm. Yeah.
Has ever hit that point?
Yeah, then you're like, when you wake up, you're like, oh, what time is it?
And yeah, well, you walk in the building, basically, you turn the mic on and go live, which I have no problem with. But so is that the last alarm? If the last alarm would go off, would you still make it in time for the show?
Yeah, but that means I got to be out. If the last alarm goes off, then I have to be out of the house in 7 minutes.
All right. Oh, that's pretty quick, man.
Look
7
at you.
Minutes,
I brush my teeth, throw some clothes on, and, you know, take my fat blood medicine and head out the door.
I'm surprised you don't keep that in the cup holder in the car just to save a minute or two.
Yeah, my biggest morning chore is waiting on the dogs to come back in because I'll put all the dogs out.
Yeah, it says here in this study, even though participants felt equally sleepy upon waking, whether they used the snooze bar or not, the ones who did performed better on 3 out of 4 cognitive tests at final waking when they had been allowed 30 minutes of snoozing beforehand.
Yeah, I don't make it to the alarm. I never do.
No more snooze
shaming. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
So you're up just squirting toothpaste straight into your mouth when your alarm would be going off.
Pretty much, Nick. No. Sometimes I'll lay it a little bit. Sometimes I pick up my phone because my wife has an eye thing on, so she can't see the light of the phone. I'll look at the phone for a second. But mainly I just get up, sit on the hopper. You know, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I squirt toothpaste in my mouth and, you know, hit the road.
There's very – like if I wake up at and it's 1 minute or less until – like if
you
it's
– You keep closing your eyes?
Oh, if it's 2 minutes, I close my eyes. If it's 1 minute, I will sometimes –
Don't you know the – see, I don't want the inevitable whatever your alarm
my,
does.
My alarm's
–
it's set to the radio. It's not the buzzer. I can't handle the buzzer.
Is it set to us?
Yeah. But we're not on.
It's music then.
But right, we're not on at that time of the morning.
It's get back.
Yeah.
And you wake up, you know. Wake up the Godsmack.
If there's 1 minute.
I'm not the one.
If there's 1 minute, I'll sometimes just reach over and turn the alarm off just to save it from going off to
and waking everyone
not
else
wake
up,
up my wife. You know, it's like, all right, I'll get up.
All right, Todd, I apologize, but I don't want to sleep with you.
Well, actually, most times
you hit that snooze button
when the alarm first goes off, I'll check to see if I brought my phone upstairs. Because sometimes I leave it downstairs.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. But most of the time, I'm waking up before the alarm.
You have been on a good streak here lately, Todd, of me not having to call you at the
I know. Well, that till
drop
tomorrow.
Dead time.
Yeah, now
till
that it's
tomorrow.
Mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say, there are a lot of mornings where just about the time the thought hits my head of, Todd's not here, I wonder if, and then I hear the door open. It's like it's within 1 minute of me thinking about it. He's walking in. I go, all right, he's fine.
That's
I
hate like
when
and
I
Todd
wake up at
boners
the alarm.
At 4 a.m. Right?
Yeah,
same thing. Same thing, man.
We got lots of spidey senses.
Yeah,
been hanging around each other too long.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
We should probably stop that.
You think of Todd? He shows up. Yeah, Todd wakes up. He knows I'm chubbing. You know,
it's a bit much.
We're inside each other's brains too much. It's not healthy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.